Good evening. I'm late, I know. I should have let you know.
It's all right, Mr. Honey. Except I'm afraid that Elf has fallen asleep. What happened?
Oh, several things. I saw the psychiatrist this morning. They showed me a lot of ink blots. And these ink blots were supposed to make me think of tigers and elephants. All they made me think of was ink blots. We discussed that for quite some time.
And then?
And then 2 o'clock came.
2 o'clock?
My vibration tests. 1,440 hours were up at 2 o'clock. Nothing happened. Nothing at all. My figures clearly indicated that the tail assembly should fail at 2 o'clock, and it didn't.
And now what?
Well, the board of inquiry meets in the morning, and I'll stand up and I'll explain my theory, and then I'll sit down and listen to them say that I'm insane. Perhaps I am. I'm not sure, you know. I just think that the truth is only that I've made a mistake somewhere in my work, and I must have time to run it down. But you see, there won't be any time, and I'll just sit there. I'll just sit there, and I won't say a word.
I see. Everything just as it was, hmm?
Yes, I'm rather glad it's all over.
But you can't just sit there. If you believe something is right, you have to do it if you want to live with yourself. If you don't, you'll have to pay for it sooner or later, and so will Elspeth.
Elspeth?
Everything is to be just as it was for her, too?
Yes, she was very glad to have it that way. She was very happy.
Oh, it's as simple as that. Well, I'll be running along, Mr. Honey. It's my last day, you know. I start my job again tomorrow night. Funny if they put me back on reindeers.
No, but you mustn't.
Supposing I did, would you let me? Never mind. I'm sorry I mentioned it. Good night, Mr. Honey.
Elspeth, it's 7 o'clock, dear.
Good morning, Father. Yes, I've been awake for some time. Did the tail fall off?
No, dear, it didn't.
You mustn't worry about it. It will someday.
Elspeth, is something the matter?
No. I was just thinking about it's all being over. Teasdale's gone, and Miss Carter goes tonight, and the newspaper people, and everybody wanting to talk to me at school. That sort of thing isn't very permanent, is it? It's like Christmas. Everybody very nice to everybody for a little while, but then it doesn't last, does it?
Oh, I don't know, dear. Aren't they always nice to you at school?
It's just that they don't talk to me very much as a rule because I'm different. Like my intelligence quotient being too high. Father, I was thinking that maybe if I didn't go to school anymore, I'm sure to learn much more with you because there wouldn't be the other things to think about. Things being impermanent.
Oh, Elspeth, dear, no. Please, dear, don't cry. What's the matter, dear? What's the matter?